0141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard, with the Scottish Premiership, the Scottish Cup and the transfer window very much on the agenda. Hearts are 6 points clear of Glasgow's big two after seeing off St Mirren despite being down to 10 men for most of the game. Celtic edge past Falkirk by a goal to nil as the search for a striker and other additions goes on. And speaking of transfers, Danny Rule reveals Rangers are very close to securing the signing of Andreas Skov Olsen, having already added to his team before. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight you have Partick Thistle's Tony Watt, a man who knows a thing or two about moving from one club to another, and Gordon Dale.
Well, Hearts retained that 6 point gap between Celtic and Rangers last night. Gordon, we're terrific. You've got to say, a terrific win over St Mirren, who are badly needing 3 points, struggling down there in 10th place. St Mirren manager not too happy after the last night's performance. And then you flip over to Celtic. It was always going to be difficult. AstroTurf, everything about it. I thought Falkirk were excellent. Excellent they were last night. But it's all about winning games. And Martin O'Neill knows how to win games. Another clean sheet as well. This title is wide open. But I've got to say, if you're a Celtic fan, where is the signings?
The title's wide open. It's the Scottish Cup weekend, which is one of the best weekends of the year, and we've got this transfer window. How good is this time in Scottish football, Tony Watt?
It's exciting. The last 2 weeks of a transfer window, even the last week, is when all the business gets done. And as a football fan, you just love seeing it. And there's three teams right in the mix to win the league. Three managers who have shown now. Danny Rowe, we're looking here at the form. Last five, all wins. Derek McInnes, known to win games. And Martin O'Neill. So it'll be interesting. It'll be probably the best title race we'll see for many years.
And the January window means it's the anniversary of when you left Motherwell for Dundee United, and Gordon Dale said he would never speak to you again. But he's just about over it.
Seen him at Ravenscraig a few times after that, and I just put the wee small hand out, hoped that he would.
He's been paid to sit next to you tonight, so he has to.
Yeah.
Are you over it?
As long as I'm paid, yeah, I'm over it now.
I apologised, didn't I?
You did.
I've got to say,
and I accepted your apology. And
by the way, probably the best man to speak to why I left. Chase Nicoy.
Can't argue with that logic.
I would have done the same myself. Money's king.
But a man of many clubs, you didn't actually. Was January, was that your window? Were you more of a summer man?
No, I just wanted to play. That's what I keep saying to everybody. Any window. See, if I wasn't playing 3, 4, 5 games in a row, I just wanted to go and play football as a kid.
Any January chaos you were caught up in? Big moves, near moves?
Loads. I was 2 or 3 hours away from signing for Cardiff. Ended up playing for Cardiff against Blackburn. Deal fell through. Went to Charlton, back to Charlton from the loan. Played against Blackburn, my second game in a row. My next game, signed for Blackburn. So I played on the same pitch as Blackburn 3 games in a row and not once with the same team.
It took me a wee second to get my head around it, but that, there you go. That might sum up.
That probably sums up
your career right in a nutshell. 3 games in a row, every game involved Blackburn.
Never with the same team in any three.
Brilliant, there we go. On that note, 0141 951 1025. Give us all your thoughts. There is loads. You want to look back to last night, then so do we. Celtic fans, it was clearly not a vintage performance, but it's 3 points. That's what Martin O'Neill has done in his spells here over the last couple of months. How important could the win be? Was there elements of it that pleased you, or are you a bit concerned at the performance level? Is there a lack of control in games? Is there a lack of cutting edge? I think most Celtic fans would even concede that Falkirk probably deserved something and created the big chances within the game. So give us all your observations from the Falkirk Stadium, please. And then it's that bigger picture again, isn't it? Every day now, we're a day closer to the end of the window. We're a day closer to the Celtic fans wondering if that window will close without a striker. Surely not, says everybody. But Martin O'Neill, unfortunately for him, he's the spokesman. He's getting asked every day at the moment what's happening. He keeps saying they're working hard. Another day, I don't see any strong rumours in terms of a number nine. So how are you feeling about that side of things, please? 0141 951 1025. Rangers, you've got a little bit busier. We mentioned the new right back who has come in last night, to Romans, and the left back, sorry, I should say. And Danny Rule You always know when a move's close, because nowadays managers keep their cards really close to their chest on everything, but he's pretty much confirming that the Skov Olsen one is imminent. So is that one that excites you? What else do you think can be added there? And all your thoughts as well, Rangers fans, in terms of that title race, because you were the ones not involved last night. You sat back and watched the other two. Speaking of which, Hearts fans, are you starting to really see a different side to this team? If you can win two games in a row down to 10 men, what does that say about the character, the grit, the determination? Are these the types of signs that you're seeing that maybe this is the year that you managed to get it over the line? One thing's for sure, we've done the, Benny Beningame's done the impossible. He's got a sending off that everybody will agree with. We won't have one, will we? We have one call disagreeing with that?
No.
I didn't think so. But he was sent off early, and you could see what it meant to everybody inside Tynecastle. So give us all your thoughts there. On the other side of it, those St Mirren fans, what about the strong words from Stephen Robinson about his players and his team and the way things are at the moment? Where is it going wrong for you? 0141 951 1025. We're here until 8 o'clock, so get in touch.
Yeah, looking forward to hear what the calls are going to be tonight. I've got a funny feeling that there'll be some disappointed Celtic fans about the signings, Gordon. Look, it was always going to be difficult at Falkirk. We know the circumstances. Falkirk have been absolutely brilliant. It was all about 3 points, especially at this time of year. Get the win. You look at Hearts there, down to 10 men for two games in a row and still get 6 out of 6. It shows they're right up there. They look like they could go on possibly to win this. It all depends on the transfer window. Celtic are crying out for new players. They're crying out for it. Martin O'Neill must be so frustrated. The fans must be so frustrated. Listen, he can only hold it together. I've said, and I said it today as well, if Celtic don't sign anybody in this January window, I think they can say goodbye at this title. As much as Martin O'Neill is absolutely brilliant, he's got two clean sheets in a row. They got over the line last night against Falkirk. They've got a good squad, but Rangers are strengthening, spending money. Hearts are strengthening. They're getting better. Celtic need to keep up. Celtic needs signings in immediately.
Well, let us know your thoughts on it. Get them into us on the phones, 01419511025, the usual number. The January window, yes, we always hear it every season, it's a difficult window, and I'm sure it is, but as a fan, you just want to see your team doing what needs done, don't you? No matter what team that is. So all your thoughts please there. Specific look on last night's games, look ahead to the weekend. The Scottish Cup is upon us. Partick Thistle home to Montrose.
Yep.
Big favourites then. Can't be in the wrong end of an upset, can you?
No, hopefully not. Not in Scottish Cup weekend. Like you say, it's an exciting time, and you want to go as far as possible in the cup. You don't want to go out the first leg.
He's no
second round, sorry.
He's no daft, is he? Mm. Partick Thistle out of the Challenge Cup on penalties the other night. Mm-hmm. He was down to take the fifth penalty. Yeah, and it didn't get that far.
That's a curse way out. He's kidding on. He went, devastated. I wanted to take the first one, but I had a wee bit of cough. Yeah, we couldn't see you, Tony. You were hiding behind everybody. And then Mark says, who wants to take
six.
Six
I was, and then I had to shout. I wanted to take first.
What do you mean six? And I could put down
to
fifth. Five penalties.
I bet it goes beyond, obviously.
He had me six, and I put my hand up, and he's like, all right, you can have fifth then. I was like, oh, but I
And it didn't get to number five.
I think
he's cheering when his teammates missed.
I was like,
lesson learned. 01419511025. Come on, let's hear from you. These were the thoughts of Martin O'Neill, the latest thoughts from the Celtic manager.
We didn't play well in the game. We saw it through, and we can play much, much better. Just seems strange in the contrast where we were so good on Saturday. The most important thing is obviously winning tonight, particularly. Hearts have won as well too, and our margin of error is very, very small, really. I am trying. I have not done anything since yesterday, but I am trying, and we will definitely get people in. We definitely, you can tell a mile away, we need to get a centre forward. We're looking for help.
We'll definitely get people in, he says. Andy in Royston, is that music to your ears?
Well, it's about time, Gordon, to be fair, isn't it? Good evening, gentlemen. Hope you're all good.
Thank you.
Listen, I think last night's display, although there would be some, I suppose, panic and observations among Celtic fans, it's a difficult place to go. I mean, I phoned, Gordon, you probably won't remember, but I said when Brendan Rodgers left that I would have seriously considered John McGlynn for the management position and Pete for Celtic. And I sort of got laughed at when my mates were saying it, but the truth of the matter is, I sometimes feel as if we overlook people because they're Scottish and we look for the continental thing. So it's great that we're signing people. I do believe that the next fortnight is crucial to Celtic's for the next 4 or 5 years, because ultimately this is the last time, as you know, qualification for the Champions League is only one qualifier, and Celtic would be seeded. If Rangers going to win the league, we do know that because of the coefficient they go right in. So it's a crucial period for the club. I think that the signing policies for Celtic for the last few years, it's just been staying ahead of the competition, which has always been Rangers, which means we've been doing in standard in the last few years. And I think that standard decreasing actually means that if Hearts, who look as if they could go in and win the league, it's a less the standard of Hearts probably less than it could have been 3 or 4 years. And the results in Europe testify to that. Aberdeen bought them in the Conference League, Rangers maybe 32nd or something, and Celtic 20-odd in the Europa League. Now, standard have certainly slipped. Standard increased when Celtic were in trouble and went out and spent a lot of money. So they need to reinvest. The other wee thing I've got, I'm sorry for rabbling on here, I've got a wee observation just to share with the Dazzler. I took our team to Beechwood. My team were green and white right enough, so they'll probably be members of Pacifidus. I wondered, did you take a team, a Glen Afton team, to play Auchinleck, Gordon, and do you think that it's a big, big miss that Tucker's not getting allowed to play at Beechwood?
Yeah, massive. Don't get me wrong, I've been there, and I've been there as a manager. The pitch, you as a player, you would have no problems with the pitch. Yep. You would like to see these Celtic players walking in. The dressing rooms are, obviously, it's a junior club, and you can imagine. But it's a well-run club, and I think it does take a little bit away from Auchinleck. I know people say, well, they'll earn more money at Rugby Park. These people at Auchinleck aren't interested in that. As much as money is good for clubs like junior clubs, that might never ever come round again. Yeah. for the town of Auchinleck. They would have loved to have played in their home ground. I can't understand why, because if you look back, Aberdeen went to Darvel, Hearts have been to Auchinleck. Why is Auchinleck being deprived of Celtic on them?
I'd say it was a kind of joint council police football authority decision, didn't they? So I don't know if they...
Yeah, I really do feel sorry for them. Don't get me wrong, I still think Celtic will go there even if it was at Auchinleck and still win. But it's just the fairy tale of the cup. It's a dream for the players and Tucker and the supporters and the committee and everything. I feel a little bit for them.
You must have been to a few. What's the most romance of the cup venue you've been to?
We drew with Arbroath at Celtic at home and ended up going down there. I was in the stand, but Adam Matthews scored 1-0.
Is that Freddie Eunberg? Is that that?
No, that was a year after him.
Was it?
So, but that was the first time over here. Obviously, I'd experienced Arbroath and not experienced it this season again. 40 mile an hour wins, Jesus.
You've never played football unless you've played at Gayfield, have you?
Thank God there's only one more time we got there this year. But no, I think that's probably the most romantic one, and I didn't understand the full thing with the Talbot, but a lot of boys are saying they don't care about the money, they just want it played there. They're a club that doesn't really care about the money. Yeah. They want the kind of the romance of the cup, so that's the sad part of it. But the good compensation is obviously they'll earn a few more quid going to Rugby Park.
Yeah, looking forward to getting stuck into that over the weekend. What about Andy's more general point? He feels this could be a really crucial period for Celtic in terms of the bigger picture, like going forward, not just right now. Something you said at the top of the show, just to elaborate on, you don't think there's any chance Celtic win the league with this squad?
No.
So it needs what?
Well, you've heard Martin O'Neill right away. We need a centre forward. I think they need more than that. I think they need a right two or three players in there to give them that freshness, a bit of strength. It's certainly a centre forward. Been crying out. Everybody talks about this Kyogo situation. That's a year now. We're a year down the road and Celtic's still not replaced Kyogo, right? I think they've got a little bit of a window just now. They've got from now, because they've got Auchinleck at Rugby Park at weekend. They'll take care of that. They don't need to have somebody in. They go to Hearts the next league game. They're 6 points of difference. And I'll say this, and it's only my opinion. If they go there and Hearts turn them over and make it 9 points, Celtic won't win the league, in my opinion.
But see, you say they've got a window
to get players in.
I think they've got until Sunday to get somebody in, because you want him and training Monday morning to start against. Because Maeda isn't the answer through the middle. And what Maeda lacks on the through the middle, Celtic are losing on the left. His pace, his power, how direct he is. And I think it's got a knock-on effect for everybody when Maeda's playing through the middle. It doesn't hold the ball up enough because he's not a centre-forward.
My point is, Tony, I totally agree with you. You'd like to get somebody in quickly. My point is, they don't need somebody for a weekend. Now, if we were sitting here and now and Celtic's next fixture was Hearts at Tynecastle at the weekend, I'd be saying they need to get somebody in right now to go and play.
I agree with you, but what I'm saying is they can't bring him in next Thursday or Friday.
No.
Going to Tynecastle, they need to get somebody in Monday, get him in a meeting, show him the video of how Celtic play, get him on the training pitch and get him starting. They need to start against Hearts because Hearts, like you say, if Hearts go and beat Celtic, what's that? They become 9 points ahead. And Hearts
have lost a long way back.
Hearts have lost two games of full season.
Yeah.
That's three losses they'd need to get to catch up.
To state the obvious, because we're used to it just being about two teams, we always focus on the points total, but at that stage you then have to overcome Rangers and Hearts.
Yeah, but that's,
you know, which is more than just worrying about the points total.
Before you even put Rangers into the equation we're talking about, Rangers have won five out of the last five, and Martin O'Neill says there, our margin of error is very small. That's including transfers. That's on the pitch. If they lose another two games, they could be out it very, very soon.
So you, Andy, judging by your earlier comments, you were more, you know, good 3 points last night rather than getting bogged down in the performance.
It was very good. Obviously, it was a good 3 points, but I would have concerns. If I watched that game for the first time ever as a football supporter last night, I would have thought that Tineke and, to be fair, the right back Harejo, can't pronounce his name, sorry, won a raffle to play in that game. I thought both of them were terrible. And what I think is that because of we don't have strength and depth within that squad, you don't have to play 100% for Celtic now to get picked, because there's nobody chatting down the door to take your jersey. So I was happy with the very, very happy with the 3 points, actually. However, for me, because there's no competition, players who I don't believe are good enough for Celtic are playing every week and getting away with it.
Gordon, I think the consensus was Falkirk deserved something. Yeah. They obviously deserve praise for that, and they said that everybody's been noticing recently their sixth place, they're doing ever so well, having had those back-to-back promotions. It was never going to be easy. Was it just almost like a kind of lack of control, though, that surprises you from Celtic? Because you know that when Celtic are not at their best, that usually means, you know, maybe a lack of cutting edge. It was spoke about, maybe don't have the top quality at the top end of the pitch, but it kind of felt like all over the pitch.
Yeah.
You know, I was there working and it kind of just felt like Falkirk had a lot going on at all areas of the pitch.
Well, you look at the middle of the park, I thought Falkirk in the middle of the park were excellent. I really did. You look at the right back, he was
excellent, by the two things. Andy saying Tinetki was rubbish, which is fine, but I thought Lisa did a brilliant job on him.
Yeah, it was, and I think he's got to take credit. I look at guys like Calvin Miller, right, who was at Celtic, right, and I'm not saying he's Celtic quality. I thought he was, his deliveries, everything about him. They've just got that hunger, they had that desire, they're well organised under John. I thought they played some tremendous football, but once again, I'll give Celtic all the credit in the world. That is difficult because Russell Martin lost his job there, right? So it showed you how difficult it is. And Celtic are under pressure because Hearts go and win against St Mirren. They get a clean sheet, which you've got to look in the positive, because under the other manager, Wilfred Nancy, they lost 18 goals in 8 games. Martin O'Neill's come in with Sean Maloney, 2 games, 2 clean sheets. That's positive. But I don't think they can keep going along this road. And when they come up against teams like Hearts again, Rangers, Motherwell, teams like that, I don't think they'll just keep stuttering over the line. And that's why Martin O'Neill, we can hear it in his voice, he's desperate to get people in.
Thank you very much to Andy. Plenty time to elaborate, agree or disagree with what you've heard so far. If you call us now, we will try our very best to get you on next.
The voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Tony Watt is here, Gordon Dalziel alongside him, both waiting for you to get in touch. 0141 951 1025. Loads happening. Look back on last night's action. Two huge games. And of course, the transfer window very much open with the exact midpoint, I suppose. So there or thereabouts, certainly. So get your thoughts in there. Most of that seems to be coming from Celtic fans, but everybody's involved in the transfer window. That's the beauty of it. And Rangers fans, Andreas Skov Olsen, that appears to be getting closer. So get your thoughts over to us on that, please. Scottish Cup coming up at the weekend as well. What is not to like? 01419511025. Felt like Gordon last night was just always going to be big, no matter what happened, because I said it on Tuesday, I like it when everybody's played the same. I don't like games in hand. They do nothing for me. Can't be bothered with figuring it out, and then you're predicting who might win and who might not. When everybody's played the same at the top, that's when you've got a real picture of where things are at. And a good night for Hearts as well.
Oh, not a good night, an absolute brilliant night. Shows you that they are certainly serious contenders now. You look at Hearts and I think everybody's waiting for that slip up, that sort of run of games where they drop a lot of points and then people go, oh, I told you so, they can't go the course and distance. They went to Dundee, they lost their goalkeeper and I thought defended brilliantly, clean sheet. Last night, absolutely batter St Mirren with 10 men.
I'd like to hear from you Hearts and St Mirren fans as well, but for now James is a Celtic fan. What is on your mind, James?
Good evening, boys. How are we?
Good. How are you?
Oh, fine. I'm a querying about Celtic. If the manager had said he will leave in the summer, Martin's definitely leaving. If we win the league, will Sean Maloney get the job? And if he doesn't win the league, will Sean be put back to what he was doing before and will we seek a new manager?
Just quickly, do you think you will win the league?
I'd say 50-50.
50-50. It's a valid question. Do you think that
33-33?
Do you think the succession? Do you think that would be the succession plan if this managerial duo is successful? Sean Maloney, maybe.
I think a lot of Celtic supporters might buy into it because what they think is, well, he's learnt off Martin O'Neill for what, 6 months, 7 months, whatever it may be. I don't know. I've got a funny feeling if Martin wins the league, he might just have that spark to maybe go again. He's that kind of character. He says that he would obviously step down this summer. He might do. Gordon, it's a difficult one because Sean Maloney's been a manager of Hibs and Wigan. It's okay being an assistant manager and the reputation he's got as a coach is supposed to be brilliant. It's different when you're the main man. It really is, and it's not just an easy step up. You become the main guy that has to...
Well, he's also partly in charge of transfers at the moment, according to Martin O'Neill.
So, Sean Maloney, Hibs actually wasn't as bad as what people are saying. They never... I can remember playing against him, and they played some good football. When he went to Wigan, I think he took a horrible job. I think they were in administration. Mm-hmm. I think they... By all accounts, he's meant to be a good coach. By all accounts, he's meant to be a very intelligent guy. So I think if he doesn't get a coaching job, I think there will be a role there.
Without a shadow of doubt, I don't think Sean Maloney's leaving Celtic.
Celtic are talking about the board, whatever. They're trying to restructure on the eye, I think. And I think there's a place at Celtic for Sean Maloney.
See, the only thing is, and to be fair, James said, if James acknowledges it, if Celtic win the league, it just feels like so much has to happen. We're talking about this three-way title race, if you've narrowed it down to three, you know, is it, I think anyone's even thinking about Sean Maloney being the next Celtic manager now?
I think
so much bigger stuff to get on with.
I think Celtic are thinking one thing. When's bodies coming in the club? When are we getting new players? When is Martin O'Neill, who's crying out for a centre-forward, getting a centre-forward? Because this is a real vital time of the season. As we said, it's okay this weekend that they'll see Auchinleck off. Of course they will, and we're not being disrespectful to Auchinleck. Yep. They'll have a great day. But they go to Tynecastle next week. And as much as people say, oh, we've clawed back 9 points before, right, it's getting nearer the winning line. And if Hearts had to beat them and go 9 points, for me it's a straight bat between, and I think Rangers are at home to Dundee, it's a straight bat between Hearts and Rangers. I think Celtic would bout it.
James, how are you feeling about the transfer window?
Typical Celtic, just no spent cash. Because we don't have a full-time manager, I think it's penny pinching again. Well, let's get somebody in and loan for 6 months because we don't want to buy somebody at £4 million and then a manager decides to leave. Because I think if you sign for a team, you sign because of the football manager as well and the reputation of the club. It's Celtic for followed Celtic for nearly 60 years, and it's a tin box of hope the biscuit down. They wouldn't do it. I doubt if we'll spend more than £5 million in the next 2 weeks. I doubt it if we get any players in, because it's trial and error over the next fortnight, over the next 4 months.
I say the same thing. This always, every time this comes up, Gordon. Penny pinching, Celtic won't spend it. There's no way they're deliberately not spending at the moment. They could well finish third. We're all in agreement. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they will, but they could.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Can you imagine what would come back on this board, etc., if Celtic finished third? There was £5 million spent on Balakwisha. We're repeating the same points. I respect that. There was £5 million spent on Balakwisha. He cannot even get in the match day squads. There was £5 million on Tonetke, who the previous caller said thought he'd won a competition to play in the match.
Balakwisha was quoted for a long time as well.
This notion that they don't spend anything is not true.
I think the question is, do Celtic fans trust
what's
being spent on? But like you say, it's not just scattergun approaches, because Rodgers wanted Balakwisha last January. They must have watched enough of him at Antwerp to realise they still want him in the summer. So how's he not involved? That's what I don't understand. Is he not able to go and play in the forward lines? Because Celtic are probably lacking something there. And the forward lines are not... He's not there.
So what you're saying is, he must be really bad, or there is some sort of other breakdown, because the Celtic team is crying out for attacking options and he can't even get in the squad.
Have they spent too much money on him? We probably think, we'll just recoup our money. And
you can't recoup it if you don't play the guy. His value's just going down and down.
There's no reason why he's not in the squad. How can he not come off the bench for 5-10 minutes?
Well, he must not be showing signs that he's capable of that.
I think they've got their shell caught up, Gordon, simply because they appointed the wrong manager, Wilfred Nancy. And I think they were sort of hoping that would come good. They had targets. Tisdale was in there. So they'd have targets in there. Martin O'Neill's already come out and stated that he's been offered a couple of players that just wasn't for him. So the targets that they already had lined up to come in, I think Martin O'Neill's went, no. And people go, well, we need a centre forward. Totally agree. But Martin O'Neill may want a certain type of centre forward that plays to his style. He might, look, he loved a Sutton and a Hartson, didn't he? He might want a big, strong, physical centre-forward. And he's getting offered now. I think they need two. I really do.
I'd agree with you.
I think they need two. And they need strengthened at the back. The centre-half position, I think they need someone in there as well. Look, they've been a bit unfortunate. They've lost three very key players all season. Johnston, Jota and Carter Vickers. Yeah. Massive for Celtic. But they have to get out. I do agree with you, Gordon. I think if they had to spend the money, they'll spend it. The problem is, I don't think they've got the right targets waiting to come in just now.
Because this is a different argument now. You know, when James says, you know, kind of, we hear these phrases, typical or same old Celtic, the accusation previously, when people phone up here to say they don't want to spend the money, the next bit of the sentence is usually because they know they'll win the league anyway. That's where Celtic have been. There's been this accusation that they want to stay, I think the previous caller said it, stay just in front of Rangers. So maybe you don't need to keep pushing the boat out. But you have said in your mind, they do need to spend this window or they won't win the league. So this is completely different. This is not typical. This is not same old. This is entirely different because of the circumstances.
Yeah, they've not got a strong enough squad for the games coming up. Could you imagine in the next couple of weeks the transfer window closes and then you get an injury to the McGregors and a couple like that as well?
Maida,
Negan, who's scoring the goals. Yeah,
they've not a chance, especially the way, have a look at Hearts just now. They're winning games. They won a game comfortably last night against a team that won the cup final.
And the weekend, 45
right.
minutes.
And with their goalkeeper gets sent off. Their squad's strong. They're signing good. The minute the signings come in, they're right into the team. They're ready to go.
That's the worry with Hearts as well. They're not just signing for now. They're making Celtic and Rangers look stupid in terms of they're signing Josh McPake, the boy Chersnikov or whatever his name is from last summer. They've got another guy who was going to be sold to Sporting Kansas for £1 million and they just nicked in and got a pre-contract. Though the last caller did say policy for Celtic is to stay ahead, right? See, the problem with that is, see if Tony Bloom comes out the woodwork and Rangers also get a takeover in the summer, and then now the pressure's on, the gap of staying ahead whittles down very, very small.
Also you can't guarantee. They're also not ahead.
No, but you can't guarantee anything, but you look at, you're talking about Hearts. I think Rangers are doing good business. Right, the only thing is, it astonishes me that the left back, I don't think he's coming in for 3 or 4 weeks. Is he injured or something? And they're trying to get him in. But they're starting to strengthen middle of the park. They're bringing in a winger. They've been backed. The manager's been backed. They're spending money. You look over at Celtic Park. Celtic dominated Scottish football for so long. And all of a sudden, they're not dominating anymore. They're right back into a pack. And they need to respond. And the problem with Celtic supporters, and I'm totally with them just now, is they're looking at a board saying, we need to respond here to keep up with Hearts and Rangers the way they're going.
Thank you, James. What about Josh? What was your main takeaway from last night, Josh? Or the transfer window?
All right, lads. Wishing from a Martin O'Neill point of view, he's come in for the second time this season. He stabilised the place with the one percenters and the mentality. You look at Kasper Schmeichel's performance last night. A couple of weeks ago, he was getting vilified by this support base for the mistakes he made against Rangers in the big game, but he pulled it off last night. And I think, you know, in terms of the organisation and the belief within the group to go and see the result out, that's 100% evolved under Martin, hasn't it, in the short spell. But then I also think about the Hearts situation, and the only argument that I've heard about Hearts not being well managed to go and win this title is that they haven't got the experience. Well, the players within that squad, the likes of Lawrence Shanklin, who's been around the block, Derek is the manager, Tony is the chairman. They've all got a body of experience that would say otherwise. And the game of week on Sunday now is of monumental importance, because if Hearts win it and go, is it 9 points clear after that? I mean, that's a mountain to climb. And really, if we've been in a position where Celtic go into a game on a must-not-lose premise, I think that's kind of the things that I've took away from it. The small signs of improvement, but after Wilfred, it could only go up, couldn't it? But in terms of having the club legend back and the boost that it's given everybody, but you look at it from a realism point of view with Hearts, there's no reason to say they can't go on and at least compete for the longevity of this season. Would you agree with that, lads?
I'm looking at Hearts now, and if we get to the end of the season, I would not be surprised if they lift the title. The way they're going about, I think they've been absolutely brilliant. Everything about them, they look like a team that everybody's just playing for each other, working hard for each other. You've seen the emotions last night. Tynecastle is rocking. They're in a brilliant place just now. Rangers are in a good place. Yes, they've not been absolutely tip-top brilliant, but they're winning. They're winning games, and they're adding to their squad. They're spending money. Celtic are lucky that Martin O'Neill is such a good manager.
Do you think that was the Martin O'Neill factor we saw last night? The obvious, you hear this all the time in these scenarios, they wouldn't have won that game under the previous manager. It's Martin O'Neill that kind of helps see you over the line, maybe when you're not at your best and you find a way. I think we saw any of that play out last night.
I think it's easy to say, we didn't have a game on Saturday, so I watched the Dundee United game and I saw a lot of good things. So last night on AstroTurf, away from home, you give Celtic a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. Falkirk were a better team. Celtic got over the line with a set piece. The problem is, under the last manager, Celtic were conceding the set piece goals. They were maybe caught up the pitch and losing a lot more chances. And don't get me wrong, Falkirk had their chances last night, but I feel like he has came in, simplified everything. And like your man says, Schmeichel is the best example. He was under criticism, confidence was low, couldn't make a save for his own standards. Last night he was unbelievable.
Is it because of Martin O'Neill or because his old man was watching in the stands?
Right, both.
But he was trying to impress him.
You've got to, listen, the proof's here, right, for Martin O'Neill. I know he's only been in for two games, Dundee United, Falkirk. He's won both of them. He's got clean sheets. They've scored 5 goals. Under the other manager, Wilfred Nancy, 8 games, 18 goals. It's there. The difference is the manager, but you can't keep relying on Martin O'Neill to drag you through week in, week out. He needs help. He said it. I want a centre forward. He needs a centre forward.
But like you said, writing down a team there, he probably needs 2 centre forwards.
Yeah.
You said that. He probably needs a winger. And he probably needs at least 1, maybe 2 backup defenders before you even go into the midfield. So Celtic have always been known for We played them at Dundee United and it was maybe Kyogo, Jota and Abada. And you turn around and they're bringing on Giakoumakis, Maeda, James Forrest. Celtic don't have the luxury of bringing on they three anymore. And by the way, before that, they also had other players they bring on. When the five sub rule came into play, you used to hate playing Celtic because at 60 minutes they would refresh and potentially even get better. Whereas now, there's no way Celtic made five changes last night and get better. They can make one or two and get better, but that's it.
That's a good point. Thank you very much to Josh on the line. Let me tell you about this before we move on. Clyde One. We're at that stage of January where it's really biting. You're counting the cost of Christmas. It's still dark. It's still cold. How would you like the sounds of £275,000 into your bank account tomorrow? That is what will happen to somebody. It might as well be you. To enter, text the word YES to 61025. The texts are 250 plus your standard network rate. You can enter at makemeawinner.co.uk. You'll also find the rules for this network competition there, although it is over 18s only. You can call 03434 269 340 and the calls will be charged at a standard rate as well. It is, like I said, over 18s only. The lines close 5pm tomorrow, so you are running out of time. £275,000 on the line. Text YES to 61025.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Tony Watt and Gordon DL are here. Craig and Falkirk is on the line. You weren't out drinking with Rod Stewart last night, were you, Craig?
Yeah, I wasn't, no.
Can you, are these rumours true? He was going about the local establishments, yeah,
behind
Falkirk.
The wall.
Famous. He was in behind the wall before the game and that as well, yeah.
That's what you do when you go to Falkirk.
I just can't decide. Like, if you were that famous, you'd never talk to any member of the public ever again, would you?
Me?
Aye.
Oh no, I'm a public man.
No.
By the way, there's a rumour going about you went up in the karaoke.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Sure.
Which song do you think he would sing? He'd sing one he's in.
No, he's sailing.
Sailing? No, he went up in the karaoke. Apparently, I'm not too sure, but that's
quite
a rumour.
Literally bumped into him in the corridor at Falkirk last. You know, say like, "Oh, bumped into." I mean, I bumped in. Like, came round and he was.
There you go. How you doing, Gordon?
He did not.
All right, Rod.
He was unaware of Super Scoreboard by the looks
was
of
he?
It. I would say so.
I thought Rod would. Yeah,
it's a real. Blow just the, a music on our time.
A real blow to the ego. That anyway, Craig. You must have been wondering how your team didn't get something.
Yeah, in the first half it could have been. I don't know if it had been a sad dressing. They could have been about three up in the first half of the chances we had in the first half. Barney Stewart, Calvin Wilson, the one, yeah, and a couple more. And the save from Casper in the second half from Ethan Williams, I don't know how he got to that. I mean, I was standing behind the goals, and I thought it was in, so it left. Ethan Williams left, I thought it was in. But
yeah, it was a big save, that. Craig's right, I mean, I think the stats are there for a reason, mm-hmm. whether it was shots on target, whether you're the type of person that is into XG, whatever you want. It all pointed to the fact that Falkirk were the most threatening in front of goal. But
if you're a Falkirk fan and John McGlynn, it's a sore one. It's a hard game for football. You know what I mean? You don't always get what you deserve. And I've got to say, I watched Falkirk last night, and Craig, I'm going above front. I tipped him to get relegated.
Oh, it's not aging well. That.
Yeah, no, I thought it was just a step too far for him. But I've got to say, and all credit to John, his staff and his players, I think they've been absolutely brilliant. A breath of fresh air to the league. Their football, a lot of the guys have came that journey all the way through. You look at guys last night, we talk about the fullback, the captain, Brad Spencer. Right, he got released from Kilmarnock, left Kilmarnock, went to Raith Rovers. John took him to Falkirk. He was outstanding, brilliant. Calvin Miller got released with Celtic. You know what I mean? Just guys that.
There was loads of them, though, because Leon McCann's been there for a bit of that journey, hasn't he? He played in fullback in the other side. Barney Stewart. Signed from University Football last night and led the line.
Boy, Kieran Adams as well, was seen at Cumbernauld Colts.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But Barney Stewart, he's been in loan at Dunfermline. He's playing for Harry at Watt Uni, like a year and a half ago or whatever. That's unbelievable.
Look, I think there's a couple of teams in there just now that, for the sort of smaller clubs, see if you're a Falkirk fan and a Motherwell fan, you're loving this season. You know, the two of them have been absolutely brilliant with the budgets and the squads that they've got. I think they've been great. Look at the crowds now going to Falkirk. Look at the crowds going back to Motherwell as well. And it's all credit to the two managers. It's all credit to recruitment. It's all credit to the way the club's run. And I think that Falkirk certainly deserved something last night. But I keep saying it. If you're going to be champions of this league, you've got to go and grind out results. And Celtic certainly achieved that.
You're going to finish top six, Craig?
If you'd asked me at the beginning of the season, I'd have settled for 10th. But I think top six could maybe be a bit too far. Maybe 7th, maybe.
I think so.
Come on, Craig. You're five points in front of Dundee United, who are really struggling. Yep. You're 5 points in front of Aberdeen, who have not got a manager and are terrible. You know,
they could improve and make that up with a
Lyle Cameron. They won't, don't they?
But do you know something?
Did you see that, Lyle Cameron?
That'd be a good signing.
Meant to be going.
The next couple of fixtures we've got Hibs, Celtic, in the league. Next couple of fixtures, and potentially you could lose the two of them, and then the other two can win, and they could go above it as well.
Yeah, but potentially the way they're going, they could lose. I think Falkirk have got a great chance to be in top six. I'd love to see them finish top six. I think they deserve it. I think the fact that John McGlynn, he didn't have a lot of money. You look at the squad that he had at the beginning of the season, and to be sitting six in that league has been fantastic. What a brilliant job. See if he finishes six in the league. Is he a shout for manager of the year?
Three in a row. That would be
unbelievable.
Depends where Jens finishes above him.
I think the Motherwell managers blew him out of the water, to
be
honest.
Hold on, if Derek McInnes wins the league, he'll be manager of the year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Motherwell managers, the Hibs manager's been so unlucky. They're only 9 points off the Old Firm. People are saying under pressure, not doing too well. And then you've got Danny Rowe, who came into a Rangers team who couldn't buy a win. Okay, Martin O'Neill's not really going to count. He's not enough. And then McInnes, if McInnes wins the league, he's winning everything. He's winning player of the year as well.
It's going to be great when the title race goes down to the last day and they voted a month prior.
I know. I feel for Fraser. It's a nightmare.
Derek McInnes will get manager of the year and finish third.
See if Hearts finish third, he's still in a shout for
it's still a good
manager
season,
of the year. But obviously the expectation, he's brought that. But Hearts have no right to.
They're a great case for them all.
This is the earliest manager of the year discussion of all time, and it should be nipped in the bud. I apologise for it. Thank you to Craig and Falkirk. Kenny is a Hearts fan. Last night, Kenny, must have brought you so much satisfaction winning under those circumstances.
Evening, guys. Motherwell Rangers legend and a Dunbeth legend.
Hi, Kenny. How are you?
I'm all right, Dazzler. How's yourself?
Oh, tickety-doo.
What?
Tickety-doo.
Didn't say that before.
I know I didn't. I thought I'd get away with it.
Anyway, Kenny, 10 men for however long it was last night. That must have been brilliant.
Oh, fantastic. Unfortunately, I missed the game last night because my daughter wasn't well, so I had to stay in the house. I've not missed a game all season until last night. But to be honest, guys, I'm actually more worried about the officials. I know you, Gordon and Tony have played football, but you have enough, Gordon, but when Alexander was sent off at the Dundee game, you know, I think it was a bit harsh. I know everybody's got opinions, but and I think Benny was very unlucky last night. You know, Benny's
no, Kenny.
Kenny.
No, I heard you all saying nobody's going to. But listen, Benny's not a nasty player.
You don't need to be.
No,
you only get jail time for a tackle. That
was
a
double red. But I think he's. When he's talking about Schwolow,
yeah.
I felt sympathy for him at the weekend.
That's a red as well.
Sure, he touches the ball with his knee and there's two people coming back. He's not meant to do anything.
See the guy that's back, Craig Halkett, you're forgetting that he can't use his hands because he's not the goalie. If that foul doesn't take place, mm-hmm. he's got a shot on goal at Craig Halkett who cannot use his hands.
I know, but I don't think there was any. It's a red card, rightly so.
Anyway,
but
right. That's what I'll give you is that that's at least more debatable. Yes. And just quickly, could have been a bit harsh and joking. There's an element of sympathy for Benny Beningame. There's an element of it that he doesn't mean. He's in tears and all that. So I get that.
Yeah.
But it's a red card all day long.
Gordon, what astonishes me, you talk about the officials, Kenny. I can't believe that they had to go to the screen. And they gave him a yellow. And I'm thinking to myself, what has he missed here? That is, in football, the biggest red card you'll see all day long.
It's a stone wall.
Kenny, we're trying. I'm sure he's a lovely man, and I know he took it badly, but You seriously don't think that was a red last night?
No, 100%. I mean, I'm 61 year old. I played in an era where you could literally break somebody in half. Tony plays in that way to win. Gordon was too fast to get caught. But to be honest, I think
none of that stuff matters. Do you know what? That tackle's maybe a red. That tackle's a red 20 years ago.
I think
this stuff about the era, you know, when everybody's soft now and the rules have changed. That's been a red for ages.
It was a poor tackle. And you're right, listen, everybody's saying he's a lovely guy and in tears. I get all that, but you've got to look at that tackle. And I'm sorry, Kenny, you come on here, you make great points, love hearing you, sticking up for the Jambos. But tonight, that's a red card.
We'll agree to disagree. Let's play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, it is Beat the Pundit time. You got a good win the other night.
Yeah, another one. Not been beaten this year.
By all accounts, the talk of the Watt household. There's a family clamour for him to be in the hot seat.
Who from?
I've been told if I don't get on Beat the Pundit. And
who from?
My wife. And win, then I'm not
going to
win.
Did your wife listen?
Aye, sure.
Give a wee hello, what's your name?
No, I'd rather
what's
not.
What's your name?
He's going to wait to see if he wins.
Hello, Mrs. Watt.
He's going to wait to see if he wins. We'll toss the coin anyway. It is Beat the Pundit time. If you want to humiliate Tony Watt in front of his wife, it's 01419511025 and the lines close at 7.
Taking your calls on Scottish football, 01419511025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Tony Watt and Gordon Diehl are in the studio. It is the usual number to get in touch whether you want to discuss the games last night, the transfer window, the Scottish Cup at the weekend, or anything else at all. Get in touch. We're here for about another hour or so. There's been a bit of a balance being struck between Celtic getting the 3 points last night, but perhaps the performance not been very good. Everybody knows that Celtic need a striker. There's no suggestion of that yet. So how are you all feeling about the transfer window? We had a Hearts fan before the break saying that it wasn't a red card for Benny Beningame last night. Tony Watt nearly fell off his seat, but that was a big victory for the Jambos nevertheless. And we're about to hear from Rangers head coach Danny Rule. He's made a couple of signings. It looks like he's closing in on the most high profile of them all still to come. We'll get his latest thoughts. So why don't you join in on that note, Rangers fans? And we'll play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Good big news for you. They've recalculated the table.
Oh, I told you I'm up.
You were third bottom, wasn't it, I said the other night?
Nonsense.
You won the other night?
Yeah.
Now fourth bottom. You're climbing.
Give me peace. I'm not even the people, they don't know what they're doing. I've won 17 or something out of 20.
16 from 23.
I don't even
fourth
think.
Bottom.
That's alright, by the way.
16 for 23.
60 odd percent, maybe.
Exactly. Most people are in like 70s, 80s, 90%.
Guys that play twice.
No. We told you, end the under five appearances doesn't count for the end of season title anymore.
Who's below me then?
Do this.
Sid, right? He's hopeless. He's below himself.
Hold on then. Hold on. You can't have it both ways.
What?
Do you want me to take off the people that have only played a few times? Because if I do, you're third bottom.
Many Sid players.
Because Cammy Bell is bottom. Because he's only played one.
And so can he on. Take him off?
All right, okay.
Yeah, I'm happy with
well,
that.
Guess what? You're third bottom then.
Right. Who's second bottom?
Hugh.
Hugh? Mm-hmm. Many's he played?
13.
Right. I take it I played the most then, yeah.
Well, you're the only one that's on twice a week, so.
Right, okay.
Makes sense.
Who's top? Marv?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, no.
Anyway, right.
Right, here's another victory tonight.
Robert is in shots. How are you, Robert?
I'm good, guys. I'm good.
Good man. Is this the first time you've played?
First time ever. I'm a bit nervous.
No, don't be nervous, Robert. Just pass.
Gordon Diehl will go easy on you, he says, if he wins. And Tony Watt's under a bit of pressure. His wife says he's not getting any dinner if he loses. So you want to take advantage of that beginner's luck?
Good.
Right, let's see what we've got.
Oh, Robert.
I think Robert's...
He's sounding nervous.
No, I think
are
he's
you just on your own, Robert?
I'm just on my own.
Go and see if you can get a couple of pals.
No, I think he's lulling you into a false sense of security.
No,
I think
Robert,
he's going to be brilliant.
Robert's a donut.
No. I've got faith in Robert. Blue side of the coin will be Tony Watt. Red side, Gordon Diehl.
Here we go. Red all day.
I'm going to start getting the producer to come in and toss this because you're doing my head in more than normal.
Yeah.
You said this the other night.
Yeah, but it didn't go high enough.
Right, okay. I don't
high for blue. Oh, for f-
Whoa,
Every time. That's it. You do that deliberately when I'm on
here. It's a coin.
No, it's no. You know what you're doing. Because if you start it on the red, by the time.
I didn't look at what side it started.
Yes, you do it.
What's that going to be?
That's probably red as well.
That is red.
There you go. I'm telling you. Right. All the best, Robert. I hope you win. Oh, he's trying to get a blue.
I hope I win, Dave.
Look, red again. That's what I mean. Right. You want another one?
Why has it got too many reds?
Red again. I'll tell you what, that's a double red.
I'm going to need to get someone else to come in here and do it, I think. There you go, finally.
Oh, yeah, right. After 20 tosses.
Let's give Gordon DL something else to listen to. Tony Watt's wife will need to wait for his appearance on here. Robert, you've got 30 seconds. Answer as many as you can and pass if you don't know the answer, okay?
Super.
Good man, Robert. Your 30 seconds starts now. Name any team Glenn Middleton was on loan at from Rangers.
Hibs.
Who are Celtic's next Europa League opponents?
Benfica.
Which goalkeeper has joined Doncaster from Hearts on loan?
Pass.
Who were the only team to beat Scotland in their World Cup qualifying group?
Norway.
At what ground do Annan play their home games?
Pass.
Name the only Scottish Premiership team who've not won an away game.
Livingston.
In what year was the Champions League final last held in Scotland?
2021.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Same set of questions.
Go, 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 go.
Your time starts now. Name any team Glenn Middleton was on loan at from Rangers.
Dundee United.
Who are Celtic's next Europa League opponents?
Oh, pass, can't remember. I looked at this one.
Which goalkeeper has joined Doncaster from Hearts on loan?
Xander Clark.
Who were the only team to beat Scotland in their World Cup qualifying group?
Denmark.
At which ground do Annan play their home games?
Oh, pass, can't remember it.
Name the only Scottish Premiership team who've not won an away game.
An away game? I'll go Livingston.
In what year was the Champions League final last held in Scotland?
29.
What?
Champions League?
29.
What did you just say? 29.
Aye.
Like 2009.
Yeah.
I know you. Nobody says it that way though.
I say it that way.
You really are.
Is that the one Zidane scored?
Aye, that wasn't the first.
You are a one off. Because see, to be fair, I would say 2010, 2011, 2012. I wouldn't say 29.
No, that was 29. But wasn't he? Was it 2012?
So what do you call the year
2003? 209.
This is one for another day as well. This is perfectly in keeping with him. Do you know what I noticed in the office the other day? He reads his phone number out in the worst formation ever. You should have a set formation for your phone number. And yeah. You are honestly, I nearly choked him a cup of tea the other day. Someone asked him for his number and he was like, oh, 7527. I was like, excuse me.
What do you say, like?
It's got to be a 5-3-3 formation.
No,
your phone.
No, it's a 07.
No,
then a 3.
No,
a 3 and a 3.
No,
it's a 5-3-3.
That's aesthetically pleasing, though.
It's a 5-3-3 all day long.
0740 or something.
Anyway, right, Robert, you've heard the competition. What do you think?
I think I've done terrible, but I think I might be beat 1-0.
No, I've certainly got more than one, Robert.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
I'm not 100%.
Somebody get
Xander Clark went to Doncaster, right?
Oh, okay. I got that one.
Right, let's go through them. Name any team Glenn Middleton played
Dundee
on.
Dundee United.
No.
St Johnson in it.
Hibs and Bradford. Robert got Hibs.
Oh, no.
Robert's 1-0 up.
Oh, right, okay, I think I did get one.
Who are Celtic's next Europa League opponents?
I can't remember.
Bologna.
So it is. I was talking to Derek the day.
Derek who?
Ferguson.
Oh, right, okay.
His boy plays with him.
That's right, I've heard. Which goalkeeper has joined Doncaster from Hearts on loan? It is Xander Clark. Equaliser. Gordon. Oh, DL. Who are the only team to beat Scotland in the World Cup qualifiers? I don't know who's worse. Robert said Norway, who weren't in our group, and you said Denmark, who we famously didn't lose to. That was the point.
Cyprus.
Greece. Away. One each.
Terrible.
Is it one each year?
Aye.
Okay. At which ground do Annan play their home games?
Is it starts with G?
Yes.
I can't remember it.
Galabank.
Galabank.
They're up at Ibrox tomorrow. So still one all.
Name your tiebreak.
The only Scottish Premiership team who haven't won an away game. It is Livingston. You got it. So did Robert though. So it's two all. In what year was the Champions League final last held in Scotland? It was not 29. Robert got it wrong as well. Robert said 2021, I think. It was way further back than that.
2012?
2002.
Was it? 2002.
Zidane,
Bayer Leverkusen. So it's a tiebreak, Robert.
It is indeed.
And let me tell you now, I always write 100, mate. So you can go either under or over and take your chance.
I can't be any worse than the guy that get the price of the ticket.
Exactly. Right, here's the question.
Right.
I'll get Gordon to write his answer down. I'll then invite you to give me your attempt, Robert. The question is this: how many days combined were Wilfried Nancy and Russell Martin in charge of their clubs? So how many days combined were Wilfried Nancy and Russell Martin in charge of Celtic and Rangers? Write it down, please, Gordon Dale, and show me. And Robert, what have you gone for?
I'll go for 84.
Gordon DL went for 100, as he said he would. Robert goes for 84. It's 150.
Ah, Robert!
Come on.
Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant.
123 for Russell Martin, 33.
Now, victory. Unlucky, Robert. Good
Russell
game.
Martin got pre-season.
Oh, no, these guys.
You done well there. See the one Hibs?
Mm-hmm.
That was a great answer. But Galabank, I should have got Galabank. Who's the other ones?
Bologna.
Bologna was poor.
Yeah, really.
Because I'm talking to Derek Greece, talking about getting over it. I know. But sometimes you just, I wanted to keep Robert in the game. He was a nice guy, Robert, and I thought, I'll just keep him hanging about till we get to tiebreaker.
Who's your team, Robert?
I'm a Rangers supporter.
Right, how are you feeling now? Because we now know everybody's played the same number of games, so we know what the exact points gaps are. Your level and points with Celtic, they've got an edge, and both six behind Hearts.
Yeah, I'm still quietly confident now. I think Danny Rowe's done a good job. Some of the new signings, if we can get Scove Olsen in, I think I'm quietly confident.
Are you buying into that as well, that you've got the sort of whoever wins the transfer window wins the title sort of thing? Is that how crucial you think it could be?
I think it'll play a big part in it, yeah. But I think momentum's a big thing as well, and I think we've got momentum behind us. I think it's between us and Hearts.
What have you made of the transfer business so far?
I'm happy with it. Like, obviously, pre-season didn't look great, but I think the manager makes a huge difference, and he's getting a tune out of the players, so I'm quietly confident.
Chukwuanyi, the new midfielder. Mm-hmm. I've got no expert insight to give you other than he walked past me at the training ground this morning and he's massive. And I know you're going to say he looks massive compared to me, but but genuinely is it's funny because that's something that I don't think we've got the clip of this. It was a kind of a throwaway comment, if you like, later on in the press conference. Danny Rowe said today that for the first time recently he walked onto the training ground and it sort of struck him when he looked that all of a sudden Rangers are bigger. He said he felt that they've got a bit more physicality about them. He referenced the Roma game where he felt they looked
like
men against boys sort of thing, and he feels like that's starting to turn a bit.
I like that. I know that you don't need to be big and strong to be a good player, but I think it helps. I totally understand what the manager's saying. Presence on the training ground, he's got a good feeling about it. Look, I said months ago that I didn't fancy Rangers at all. This new manager's come in, turned it around. I like the way he came in and didn't even talk about, you know, style of play and all the nonsense that usual managers give. He came in and says, I need to win football games for Rangers. And he was true to his word. He's got them up there. I think every Rangers fan just now will be saying the same as Robert. They fancy this. And quite rightly so, because they're in with a brilliant shout. I certainly wouldn't rule out Celtic yet. I agree with you, Gordon. I think the January window, when it closes, we'll have a better idea where his title's going.
Scove Olsen, Robert's thinking that could be a good signing, Tony. It feels like he's the one that maybe is exciting the Rangers fans. He's obviously not had a brilliant time recently, but he's got 40 Denmark caps, so there's a profile there. It guarantees you nothing. Yes, I can hear all those responses, but you can understand why that profile is one that has got the Rangers fans interested.
Yeah, it's on the face of it, it's a very good signing in terms of profile. He was at Club Bruges, playing for a team who was challenging for the league every single year. I don't know how long he was there, but I'm sure he won it once or twice. So I think he'll be more than capable of playing in front of the Ibrox crowd. I think he gets his big move to Germany as well, and sometimes it just doesn't work out if you're a winger or a forward player. And no, I think it's well, they done well last year getting Chelney in, and how well he done from that league. So I think he'll be a fantastic signing for Rangers, and I think they're probably, in the transfer market, they're probably putting Celtic to shame a little bit in terms of how quick they're getting done. Obviously, the boy, the under 21 boy for Belgium, is it
Romans? Yep.
The profile that they're ticking along with is exactly what they need to do.
I was just about to crack a really funny joke about how there's an extra tiebreaker tonight, and it's which one of the pundits has coughed the most tonight. And just as I looked up at the TV, the advert for Cavonia cough medicine was on at the exact same time. Tonight's show is sponsored by, what do you mean, this man? You just did it as well.
I just coughed once, yeah. I just wanted to enjoy.
I try and do mine away for the
I tried to make Tony feel at ease at home.
If I'm off sick tomorrow, blame these two.
Everybody's got it.
Apart from me, until tonight.
Well, you need to join in.
Jeez. Anyway, thank you very much to Robert on the line. Let's hear from Danny Rule on Andreas Skov Olsen.
I was asking for a left foot on the right side. I think this is also part because we have a lot of right foots. It gives us a different profile as well. He had a lot of goals in Bruges, and now it's about us, if he comes, that we bring him back to his best performance. And if he can this do, then of course he could be a great loan signing. And if he can bring the best out of him, then he is, of course, a weapon. I think still 14, 15 days to go. Let's see what is possible on the market. But, of course, if you have three players in very early, it's early for me, in the middle of the month, then we made so far a good job.
Danny Rule using weapon in its traditional sense rather than the time that a guy phoned here and said that Hugh Evans was one.
Both correct.
This is the traditional sense of the word. I think it's so obvious, Gordon, as well. Like, the time will tell if these guys are good players, but they were just such obvious areas that Rangers were going to go to. They had one left back. They needed a left back, so they've got one. Again, it became the worst kept secret. Everybody knows that they were looking for this number six, if you like, and Chukwuanyi's come in. They may look to add further because of Conor Barron's injury, and then also a wide player. You heard Danny Rule saying he likes that left footer playing off the right side.
Yeah, they all seem to fit the profile of what Rangers are looking for. Look, you can't guarantee that they're going to come in and be successful, but the one thing that they're doing is they're active, Gordon. They're looking at positions. They're saying, right, we need cover, we need strengthen, we hope to bring in better. And if they come in and they are better, Rangers are far, far stronger. You flip it to Celtic. Celtic aren't bringing MD in to have that question mark. Yeah. Are they better? Are they a good centre forward? Will they score goals for Celtic? They're not getting opportunity. Hearts are doing their business. They're reaping the rewards for it, because their players are hitting the ground just now. They're doing brilliantly. Rangers are identifying positions, and Martin O'Neill, a manager who should be back to the hilt, is standing last night saying, we're trying our best to get people in. I need a centre forward. Celtic are sleeping just now. They need to get moving.
0141 951 1025. Plenty more time for calls when we return.
Tackle the headlines. 141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Tony Watts and Gordon Dalziel are here. It's 0141 951 1025. Loads happening. Transfer window, games last night, Scottish Cup around the corner, and loads of other stuff probably bubbling away beneath the surface. Get in touch and let us know what you are thinking. I've got a good teaser for you tonight. Have you seen the online fad at the moment about 2016?
No.
Well, I'm asking you this. What's as if you would know that.
What's come a fad?
Come on, Mr. Internet. I thought you'd be more up on it.
No, I've seen that people are posting, but I don't know what they're...
Oh, see, to be honest, I've no idea why either.
I've seen it.
But, so
what's
people,
a fad?
Like a trend.
Okay.
People are now... People are basically posting pictures of themselves in 2016. So 10 years ago, everybody's going around posting pictures of what they were doing,
okay,
10 years ago and so on. So tonight's teaser is from Connor in Bells Hill, and it's since 2016. Nostalgia is huge online right now, he says. See, never let it be said we're not down with the kids. Can you name the top seven goal scorers from the 15-16 Premiership season? So since 2016, nostalgia is huge online right now. Can you name the top seven goal scorers from the 15-16 Premiership
is
season?
Lee Griffiths one.
He is top. Well done.
Wait. So
Tony, don't complicate.
Ten years ago. No, obviously not. I've had one double figure season. So that was a year before I signed for Hearts.
Was Chris Boyd playing then?
Adam Rooney.
Yes, well done. Adam Rooney was third. Lee Griffiths top, Adam Rooney third.
Boyd, he wasn't playing then, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Was he playing? Well, he must be up there.
He's not on the list now.
No? Bad season.
Celtic.
Was Chris Commons about at that time?
No, he'd been at Hibs. Nope. Maybe.
Was he? Is it all mostly Celtic Rangers?
No. Hearts I'm not telling you that.
No, Hearts won the league. Was that their first year in?
So 15-16 Premiership season, Griffiths top, right. Rooney third.
I'm going to say,
Rangers weren't in the top flight.
What? All right, because I've got to say Kenny Miller, because Kenny's an answer to every.
Not this one, he's not.
Right,
strikers, Wanma, Jimmy Walker.
No.
Who's Hibs?
Right, you can get back to me on it. It's a great question, Connor in Bells Hill. He emailed it over fulltime@clyde1.com. Why not tweet me as well? Shows that you can get the answers quicker than these two, because that'll be an absolute guarantee. And there we go. Oh, if you're watching on the live stream, we've joined in the 2016 nostalgia.
Get that off. That's ridiculous.
That's what the boys were up to in 2016. Tony Watt there earning your Scotland cap.
Singular Scotland cap.
Who is that against?
Czech Republic.
Away. Scotland won?
Yeah, I think so.
Who scored?
Ross McCormick, maybe? Al McGregor played in goals, I'm sure.
Anya? Is that type of
era? No. He was involved, I think.
I feel like I can see him in that strip.
I think Ross McCormick did score. Did he?
It's your Scotland you debut. Playing.
I can't remember.
Gotta get that off the screen. See them in there.
Producer Chris will need to. Buzz in my ear.
Wait, are you
12? That's not you.
Where even is
you
that?
You look like John McGlynn.
I genuinely don't recognise what that is.
Look at the face.
John McGlynn.
McGinn.
John McGlynn. You look like John McGlynn.
I have no idea what that is.
That's no you, Gordon.
Who's on either side of me?
That's an AI.
Is that a super scoreboard? Like, is that anything to do with super scoreboard?
That's no you.
No, they've just went to your Instagram 10 years ago.
It's my stag do, somebody says, in Vegas. Jeez.
My God, did she marry you? You look so different there, it's unbelievable.
But so do you. I'm still trying to work out how what I'm thinking.
I just look more baby faced there.
Well, take the dye my hair.
You can't pay to take it away. You look like somebody at your house about to uplift
debt collector. Aye, that stubble's no good for you, that.
I the one thing I always do now is I shave all the time, because I am like a down
old,
and out.
The old hair dye.
I know,
the hair's looking well up there, by the way.
The dye, wasn't
no.
It?
Aye, it's strong. No. Strong hairline.
The hairline's not changed much. You just let it go its natural colour.
No.
Could at least put a wee bit in mind there. A wee bit of.
So, Anya did score that game.
Was he the goal?
Yeah, so there we go.
Ross McCormick maybe started.
You're Scotland.
Oh, my God. God, they are baby. Terrible.
There is something wrong with that picture, I'll agree with that. Do you know why? Because it looks like I've got teeth missing.
I know.
And I don't have teeth missing.
Maybe you went to Turkey the following year.
Maybe braces after that.
No.
It's just the same teeth.
Look, they're the same. Right. Look, no from way. The eyes to the nose. That's John McGinn.
There is something wrong with that picture, and I don't know what it is.
I know. Look, your nose. Yeah,
it looks like my teeth are missing.
Yeah, but your nose looks as if you've
it's caved in on one side.
Somebody's put a filter on that to wind you up and cried.
It looks like a
whoever's painted on your eyebrows, you've done a good job.
Why? But why is my left nostril not there?
Oh, exactly. I know. That's.
I've had facial reconstruction.
That's
not
the best, is it?
Is that your concentrating face, what we call it?
Must have gave a ball away chasing back.
Anyway, that's what you were up to in 2016. Getting
on a ball was there. I know exactly where that was.
K-Park.
Yeah. Well done.
There you go.
Well done.
East Kilbride.
East Kilbride, yeah. I was doing a bit of coaching up there. That's where exactly what was.
You look older there than you do now.
Right, Tony, shut your face.
That's a compliment.
Yeah, last time on the show. Enjoy it. Say, you, Gabrielle, that you'll be there every Thursday for dinner at six.
A trip down memory lane. You've, I think it's a compliment. You've aged quite well.
I know, that's a compliment.
That was a rough period for you, that. I don't know where my teeth and my nostril are. So exactly. We'll try and get around to
you,
that.
John McGinn.
Right, we've got the teaser up and running anyway with a 2016 nod there. I got married that year then, obviously. But Stag do, that should be easy
to
remember.
Did you not know the year you got married?
Well, I did, but I just hadn't quite, I don't know, put two and two together. Math's not my strong point. Gary is on the line. Gary, how are you?
How are you? All right, guys, how are you doing? All right?
Hi, Gary.
All good, Gary. What's on your mind?
I was just looking at a wee bit of fixtures and stuff like that. Just after beating Celtic away, Aberdeen away, I think we've got a tough like games against away against Hibs and Motherwell. I think if we can get the 6 points before we play Hearts and then Celtic, we're right in a good chance.
Oh, I agree. excuse me. I think their next game after Anne is at Dundee home, and then they've got a couple of difficult ones. Listen. In the running, the pressure, you've got to, as Martin O'Neill said it tonight, fine margins. You've got to make sure you win games. And Rangers are showing that. They're showing great character. They've added to their squad. Look, I think every Rangers fan will certainly fancy Rangers to go on and win the title. We all know it's a three-horse race. I keep saying it. I think January is so, so important. And I think you'll get a better feel for it when the window closes, who's added, who's strengthened, who's come in and really made a difference to the team.
Is that the key thing that might excite fans like Gary, Tony, when Gordon says about, you know, they've recruited, none of us know which players are going to turn out good. We try it every year, everybody, you know, we don't, we acknowledge that. However, the areas Rangers have strengthened in, or added to, I should say, you'd imagine they're going to at least be a bit better. You know what I mean? Like, the squad has performed well results-wise recently under Danny Rule. That's credit to him. But they have now added, even if it's a numbers thing, you know, even if these players aren't world beaters straight away, presumably the Rangers squad does get better from here.
Well, what it does is, no matter what the players like, it now makes Magoma at left back think, I need to keep my place here. So does he go up a level? It now makes whoever's playing in right wing, I know it changes a lot, Gassam or whatever, think, I need to keep my place here by performing. And if you don't perform, somebody else is in. And now there's competition. Whilst, by the way, being on a five or whatever game winning streak. So they're doing it while they're ahead. They're strengthening while they're ahead. And I think it's really good business from them.
If you get Andrey Skovolsen in, which it looks like you will, Gary, what else is needed? Would you be happy if it ended there? Or does it still need more?
Well, if this guy comes in from this Danish guy, if he's half of what Brian Laudrup was, that's exciting for me.
That's exciting for everybody, Gary, to be quite honest with you. That'd be a dream come true for the Rangers fans.
But to bring the balls in, if Chamiti's coming in or whatever, we need a finisher. I mean, we've got guys here that can put the ball in, but we just need a finisher. And I think I think it's exciting. I'm looking forward to it. And we just need somebody that can just put the ball right in the net. And then, I think it's looking good. Hibs for me and Motherwell for me is a tricky one.
Yeah, I agree with that. Two teams that are good size that can certainly on their day cause the... Is it a big upset now? Because you've seen Motherwell at Fir Park against Celtic. They were absolutely brilliant. They've went to Ibrox and should have got something as well. Look, there's a lot of difficult games coming. I do agree that if I was Rangers, and I think it's very hard because if you look at their strikers' options, the perfect scenario, Danilo leaves and frees up a space and they bring someone else in to help Majowski and Chermiti. I think that would make them really strong.
These are Danny Rule's thoughts on the title race and where it could go.
My belief at the moment is we will have on the last match day maybe a race with three teams, and you can be top, you can be second, you can be third. It's nice for the supporters, and for us, yeah, we have to prepare. We have to work on it. I think in the last weeks we worked hard to have such a situation, but we know as well still 16 games to go where you have to deliver again and again, and let's see what we can do.
Danny Rule thinking it could come down to three teams on the last day.
Can
you
would that be?
Imagine that?
That would be fantastic for
imagine
Scottish
this football. Show. Imagine these phone lines. If all three teams can win it on the last day,
you'd need to really fill that helicopter up with some petrol.
I could tip Hugh Keevans over the edge though.
As a diesel.
Would you not be worried about Hugh Keevans in that scenario?
He would have the best day of his life. I would love to be sharing that with him. He'd be over the moon with that. I just think it'd be great for Scottish football. I think this year's been brilliant. I think Hearts coming in there and doing what they're doing. Even look below Celtic. It's a fairy tale because you look at Celtic Rangers changing their managers, Martin O'Neill coming back as well. They're sitting there. Motherwell's been brilliant. Hibs have been good. I just think it's been brilliant. And see, you get down to the last game of the season and three teams could potentially win the league. That would be outstanding.
See, when they make the documentary about this season in Scottish football, do you know what I hope gets just even just a wee few minutes in one of the episodes? Something that went under the radar a wee bit last night. John Beaton, Falkirk against Celtic.
How good was this boy?
Off injured at half time, replaced by a guy who played over 120 times for Dunfermline, Falkirk's biggest rivals.
We had him 2 weeks ago against Morton, and I went up to him after the game and said, "You were brilliant there." I thought
Sean Murdoch, he former was brilliant,
right?
Goalie.
And I watched him last night, and somebody put the Flashdance video in the chat. You seen it?
Yes. Oh, have this you, is right up your street. Oh, it's marriage related.
So oh, they put it in the chat, and I flicked through it, and I thought, I read the bit like, "Oh, he's sorted a Flashdance, like that's fine." Heard it on the commentary that he get involved, and I seen him with the clappy hands in the middle.
It's for his proposal
set,
in New
he
York.
He set up a Flashdance for a proposal. They were all dancing, his missus next to him. He jumps in the middle of the Flashdance and just starts dancing to Bruno Mars. What was the song? Trying to do with marriage, was
it? Marry You or whatever it's called.
I think
marry.
I want to marry you.
Oh, yeah,
and he's in giving it all shots, and then at the end it goes down in one knee. It was unbelievable.
It was brilliant. Do you know something? I was so pleased for him last night. See, at half time, I'm watching him in the tunnel and I'm thinking, oh, you look really nervous. Ex player, brave enough to get into refereeing. All credit.
Producer John, obviously big Falkirk fans in here moaning, how can an ex-Dunfermline player referee one of our games? Oh, come on.
How good was he?
He was brilliant.
He was brilliant.
Yeah, he was really good under the pressure.
Do you think that's because he's played the game and he knows what it's all about? Because little nicks that go the wrong way, some people don't give them. Everyone last night he seemed to get correct.
Yeah. I don't know his potential and... I know he referees down the leagues. I don't know how good or whatever. I can only go when I seen him last night. Ex-professional. Not a lot of professionals fancy that job, do they? And he was outstanding. Well done to him.
We're going to speak to Billy when we return, quickly on our 2016 nostalgia. Can you name the top seven scorers from the 15-16 Premiership season? Griffiths and Rooney so far.
Right, Lane Boyce must be there.
You said Wanma, didn't you? Mm-hmm. He's actually ninth, so he wasn't far off.
Was
I should have given you
there?
Credit. Liam Boyce is there on he was fourth. He got 15 in the league.
Right, Billy Mackay is not in the chat.
No, oh. He might be. Chris
Billy
Doohan?
Mackay? Billy Mackay, eighth, just off the list.
Chris Doohan?
Seventh, well done. We'll get the other ones when we return.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One, Super Scoreboard.
Tony Watt and Gordon Dieller here into the final part of tonight's show. There's been a lot said about the transfer window and recruitment targets, the games last night, the Scottish Cup. Do you know what the number one topic on my mentions and DM seems to be at the moment? What formation you should read your phone number in. Seriously,
you people buying into my
throwaway things. Sammy is backing me up. He says a 5-3-3 definitely. But Gary Miller on the other hand said he flipped it around. He wanted a 3-3-5. I'm just not having that. I think that's awful. That's not, it's just not right. Yours is completely made up. Nobody
will back 0-742. Right?
Is this your actual number?
Phone number you've got, though?
Is this your actual number, though? Don't
no.
read that out.
Do you think it's got silly. To do with your phone number, though?
No.
Because if you've got 07555, you're not going to say 075.
That's why. 55. Exactly. That's why I said you always start as a 533 formation.
No, but say you've got like 07555.
Hold on. People are turning off their radios in their thousands here. we've kicked the backside right out of it. Let's bring in Billy on the line. Hi, Billy.
How you doing, lads?
What's your point tonight, Billy?
I was just ready for hanging up there about that.
Tony Watt just kept saying 555. I thought he'd malfunctioned. Anyway, take it away.
It's going to be 533.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you.
Right, now, my point is, I mean, I said a few weeks ago that if Rangers signed four players, basically two for the first team and two for basically the bench, I think we'd be in with a good chance. But in all honesty, the Rangers have went above and beyond that. I mean, they've got, in my opinion, three first-teamers in, although two Robinson will be able to play for maybe two or three weeks. But they, to me, are three starters. And I honestly think if we can get a centre-forward done, Rangers will win the league, no bother, long before the last day.
No bother, Billy. I mean, you need to make that 6 points up, first of all, don't you? I mean, what makes you think that could be overturned so quickly that you then go on and win it, no bother?
Because Celtic have got to play them and we've got to play them. I don't think...
Yeah, but they've beat Celtic and they beat Rangers twice this season.
I've unbeaten against them, haven't they?
But once they start getting a few injuries, then we'll see how good the Hearts team is.
Mm. But listen, that is true, but this is the beauty of the three-way fight, if it is that, because Billy's saying they've still to play Celtic. Okay, if Celtic beat Hearts, Rangers still aren't above Celtic either.
No.
You know, there's all those complications. What I think Billy could be onto something... Benny Beningame, whether the previous Hearts fan who called in likes it or not, is now suspended. Cammy Devlin looked injured, did he not?
Yeah.
Last night?
Yeah. Struggling a little bit in the middle of the park. That's the engine room. They two have been brilliant, you've got to say.
That'll frustrate Derek McInnes because some people believe that of all these signings that are getting all the praise, Agu is maybe the best of them all. And we've not really seen him because he's been injured. He's apparently back on the grass. But that doesn't sound like he's ready to fill in for Beningame or Devlin.
Yeah, but Hearts have got a good squad, Gordon. They've got good players. I know
if you were without those two.
Yeah, it's a massive blow because you've got to say, I was never a great... I thought Devlin was just an average Premier League player, right? But this season, he has been outstanding for Hearts. One of the main men. And he will be a massive, massive miss. I think that Derek McInnes has brought out the best in him as a footballer, and he's really shown that. I think he's been great. Where Billy's right is, I think Rangers, if these guys play to their reputation, all of a sudden Rangers are stronger, because Billy's right, there's three starters right away. I know McGoma has played okay at left back, but he's a young lad, he maybe need a bit of help there.
I think it's guaranteed that McGoma comes out of the team. He might stay.
I don't think it's guaranteed, but I think it helps when you've got a backup to sort of use him as a squad player as well, and bring McGoma, because he's playing nearly every game, and it puts its sort of a toll on you to play every game, especially at that age when you're not used to playing a full season. I think that was a good move. Left back position, stronger left winger, midfield player. I totally agree. I know that people will say, how many centre-forwards can you have? And it's true, because if you add the three of them up, it's a lot of millions of pounds. If they can do a bit of business with Danilo, who's probably not going to really feature, he's the third-choice striker. If you can get him out and get somebody in there, then all of a sudden you're sitting not bad, and you've got a great opportunity.
Yeah. Sometimes moves can come out of the blue, but I feel like nowadays, with all the speculation and the scrutiny, the social media, the news cycle, it feels like you kind of see things come. There's always a bit of rumour, a bit of speculation first that builds up. It's kind of all the fun's been taken out of it in a way. There's been very little mentioned about Danilo leaving. There's been very little mentioned about who your striker coming in would be. If you want to make it about Celtic as well, Kyogo aside, been very little mention of.
See on the Danilo one, he's not been fit for most of his Rangers career. Did they not pay £6 million for him? £6 million comes with 30-40 grand a week. It's going to be hard to shift that, and it's going to be hard to.
Yeah, you won't gain as much as 40.
Well, 30 then, 30 grand a week. If they can, get that off the wage budget, then. But the problem is, they're probably thinking, do we give him another try as a third choice striker to come on and grab some goals?
He's had so many tries. And do you know the really sad thing about it? See, guys, I've heard Alec Ray. and I've heard Neil McCann, who've worked very closely with Danilo, and both of them say he's the best finisher in the club.
Well, he was at Ajax and Feyenoord, wasn't he? You're not there if you're a mug, right, and same with Rangers.
But for and that's what Rangers fans are. We had one or two on tonight saying, if we just had that clinical finisher. And you're thinking, well, I've listened to two coaches who's worked with inside Rangers, worked with them, and they say he's the best finisher in the club, and yet he doesn't seem to do it.
What have you got to lose with having him as a third choice? Because he's not going to expect to start now due to his injuries. Mijovski and Chermiti should have enough to be
in his two strike for a while now.
But if he gets out even a better sniff, obviously Danny Rowe isn't backing on him, but I don't think the striking positions or the number nine position is really Rangers' big problem. I think even if they got Danilo off the books, they could run with Mijovski and Chermiti and
how
bring
many
in another.
Goals have they scored in Rangers?
Bring in another attacking player.
How many? That's the problem. You cannot be scoring. How many goals is Mijovski got? Something like four or something.
But Chermiti, they've paid £8 million. Like, they need to back him.
How many goals is Chermiti got?
Two, three, maybe.
No,
four.
I get two in the cell. Right, say three, four. You're playing with Rangers as a number nine.
I know, but they've paid £8 million. They're not going to get rid of him.
You can't be. You look across at Hearts, Shanklin. Scoring goals.
They could add him for free.
Right, but scoring goals for... So if you're going to win the title, your big two that you're talking about, you can keep going with, you've got to be chipping in with more goals.
They've spent the best part of £11 million on the two of them.
Yeah.
And like you say, wages as well. They're not going to be able to shift either one of them in this window. So I think if they back the two, bring in Scott Olsen, who's a good option, Gassam, who's also a good option, they're looking strong enough at the top end of the pitch. If they can bring one more in, whether, as you said, it might be a striker or a winger, they probably have done really good business, going back to your man's point.
Okay, very quickly, let's hear from Derek McInnes then, before we go.
When Benny gets sent off, the boy's distraught. I don't think there's a more popular boy in our dressing room than Benny, and he was in tears, and we said at half-time, we're going to have to dig him out here. We're going to have to do it for ourselves again, and I think the experiences of Sunday... perversely probably helped us, the whole thing. It was a different scenario because it was 75 minutes to go, and we didn't have anything to hang on to. We had to get that moment, we had to still find that bit of quality to get something to hang on to, and nobody better than your captain to really step up to it. And it was a good bit of play higher to that, and then we had something to hang on to, and I think then the belief probably went right through the roof with the players, and thankfully we get the second one with Big Magnussen getting on the end of that. And I thought St Mirren then, it was a blow for them. I think they looked a bit shell-shocked about what was actually happening. And from that point on, it wasn't comfortable there. I'm not going to be smart enough to think it was comfortable. But you actually look back on it, we kept their dangers and their threats, majority of it away from our goal. And when Craig was called upon, he made a big save for us. So brilliant for the lads, couldn't be more pleased for them, couldn't be more proud of them.
Right, over to you on the teaser to finish off. Since it's the 2016 nostalgia wave in full flow, who are the top seven goal scorers from the 15-16 top flight season? Griffiths, Rooney, Boyce, Doolan.
Are we going down Motherwell route
here? To get, you just need to answer quickly now, Louis, to be Malt. Honest. Yes, Louis Malt.
How many is that?
You've got two to get.
James Forrest?
Nope.
Give us a clue.
Neither of them were for Celtic or Rangers. I told you Rangers weren't in the top flight, and
now again,
Griffiths was the only Celtic one. Aberdeen is not one.
Dundee United?
Nope.
St Mirren?
Nope.
Oh my goodness. Clue.
Dundee.
Or the...
He was the second top scorer in the league, 22 goals.
For
Kane Hemmings?
Yes, Kane Hemmings.
Oh, I never get that.
And the last one got 14 for St Johnston.
McLean.
Yes, Stephen McLean. There we go. Thank you, Tony Watt and Gordon DL. Both of you go and get your coughs seen to, please.
Farewell, Tony.
Right on cue. We are back tomorrow from 6 o'clock. Looking forward to it. Annan coming up to Ibrox to kick off the Scottish Cup fourth round, and then a busy weekend ahead. Hugh Keevans will be back to give us his thoughts on the week that's been. Scott Allen alongside him, and we're all looking forward to it. So thanks for joining us with your calls and your tweets and your company. Keep subscribing to that YouTube channel as well if you can, and we will see you at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.